Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. So I just have to give a huge shout out to Anastasia Cole Pukaias, who wrote the book about the Brooklyn Grange rooftop gardens. It's called The Farm on the Roof, What Brooklyn Grange Taught Us About Entrepreneurship, Community, and Growing a Sustainable Business. And I just, when I interviewed her just recently, right before the book came out, so I couldn't read it ahead of time, I didn't realize everything that she was talking about. And so I just think it's a great read for anybody. I think you won't believe what these kids went through to make this dream a reality, you know, to change our world by caring for the environment and their neighborhood and turning a profit while they're at it. And just, you know, I didn't realize just how important the vision of creating a successful business in this climate was, because it could show people how to create a culture and turning a profit at the same time. And the story is just dramatic. There's these college-educated kids on the typical corporate career paths who give it all up to either sling pizzas or bartend or do whatever they can, working their butts off, climbing countless flights of stairs, you know, run one of the most successful Kickstarter campaigns to date, you know, raising funds. And were just successful because people supported their dream, their vision to do what hadn't been done before. And I think some of the most important themes are finding the right team. She goes into detail about, you know, where they all kind of came from, their beginnings, what they were doing. Each one of them has just this really cool, unique story. How to engage the best partners then after they start looking for places, because finding the right rooftop, there's like all these complications and things you have to look in. When she really starts to talk about how many stairs they go up, how many buildings, you know, the elevator only goes to the fourth floor and they've got to walk up to the sixth floor, or just all sorts of different things, poking their heads here, looking there, just checking places out. And then, you know, once they get the funding and they find the floor, you know, getting the dirt onto there, and they're always under these super time schedules, and they've got cranes that they're worrying about and obstacles that they run into, and, you know, how to, you know, you can only have a crane on one side of the building. You can't just load the dirt, and thousands of pounds of dirt, starting with the first farm that Ben built at Eagle Street, and then their first farm that they built in Queens, and then their Brooklyn Navy Yard, which is just huge. And, you know, they talk about where they learn, you know, their gardening techniques from, you know, a lot of the masters today who are doing it. And then she talks about, you know, just trusting their instincts, monstering it, they just go at it. They get these people on their team who come and show up and help, who are just like these amazing helpers that join them. And, you know, the leader of my podcasting group is always talking about being a person of service, and then you will become a success. And to me, these people have taken that to like a whole new level. They crunched their numbers. They strategized. They held conversations. They, you know, spoke to their potential CSA members. They spoke to neighbors. They spoke to business people. They just learned everything they possibly could about making an environmentally friendly business, and also just having a good business. And so, you know, they did whatever they could for funding. They hosted these great events. They reached out to their friends, you know, and they might end up writing a whole book about their Kickstarter campaign and what they did there. But they said the best funding came from their natural supporters of their mission. They vary, you know, would vary from like $50 on the other side of the world to $15,000 on the other side of the bridge right in Manhattan. And just, you know, after like pitching and taking their pitch decks places and riding their bikes to deliver business plans and riding their bikes to deliver the food once they grew it that first year, just, and even on Eagle Street when Ben, before they became the Brooklyn Grange. It's just so exciting to hear, you know, their little trips. And maybe, you know, I can picture it more because I've been in New York City. I've walked those streets. I've, you know, commuted in that town. And so, but I don't know, everybody's, you know, there's tons of movies made in New York. I'm sure you can picture it too. And just, you know, these guys are green jobs at their best. And so I just can't encourage enough of you, if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, especially a lot of my listeners are dreaming about you know, selling for markets, selling for farms, or if you know somebody, maybe you'll be excited to support them. If you, you know, just grow a little backyard garden, but you like to go to the farmer's market, you like to hang out, like, you know, you just, I think their stories are fun to read. So I just can't encourage you to, if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business, you know, read this book, because their story applies to any kind of brick and mortar business idea. It's full of great stories about building partnerships, building community, you know, the whole event building space part of their thing. And I haven't even finished it yet, but I just had to share. And while being profitable and fiscally responsible. So I hope you'll check out Anastasia Cole Palakis's book, writer, an awesome recommendation on Amazon. Give her 5 stars because they just all deserve it. And what a great read. I think you'll love it, and they will.
Thank you for listening to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'd like to encourage you to visit our website at organicgardenerpodcast.com. That's just organicgardenerpodcast.com. And it will link right to the show notes and all that we've talked about on today's show. If you like what you've heard today, we'd love it if you would head over to iTunes and give us a hopefully 5-star review. It really helps us get found and share the knowledge with other listeners. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.